Sarah Bernardo, and you're listening to Ansley Dennis on the Morning Breakfast Show at Alive 90.5 FM.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va bien?
Ça va bien, comment allez-vous?
Super.
Voici mon ami, je m'appelle Mademoiselle Mayura.
Oui, Mayura, c'est ça.
I'm a Euro, sorry, I'm going to give up on my French, it's not that good this morning, je ne comprends pas, parlez-vous français. Anyway, I've got some other, I've got a few hosts here with me this morning. I've got Special K, Carenza, and I've got Cameron with me as well. And we're really excited to have you on board with us at Alive 90.5.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So firstly, thank you for tuning in all the way from joining us this morning, all the way from New Caledonia. And we're excited to have an international artist with us here. We just played one of your songs called Mother Earth, and it's really inspirational. Love the jazziness, love the reggae, love the island beats coming through. But what I really want to chat to you about is the message that you're trying to send to your listeners.
So the message in the song is pretty much to tell you to do what you want, what you love, and listen to that inner voice that usually speaks to you when you're doing something that you're not really happy about. Like, it could be anything, but usually in this song I was talking about a job, you know. Lots of us are stuck in a job, in a routine, and in things we're not really enjoying, and life is so short that you kind of need to, you know, grab it and do what you want with it.
Definitely. So you should enjoy life, take advantage, seize the moment. Definitely.
And you can feel it through the vibe of the song as well. It sounds really groovy. We're all kind of moving and swaying inside the station.
Oh, that's great. I like to hear that.
I'm sorry, it's Kay here. Lovely to meet you. I just wanted to ask, what inspired your music, especially with the beats and the energy of it?
So Mother Earth, the beat behind it in the chorus, it's a Kanaka beat, and Kanaka is the music from New Caledonia, from the Kanaks, the Melanesians.
Oh, wow.
So the native from the island. So yeah, they have that beat, and my friend that made the album with me, he records a lot of the bands, the local bands from New Caledonia. So I think he also put it his little twist on it, you know, and that's why the beat is like that. What inspired me is the nature here as well, you know, because I recorded my album in New Caledonia, even though I wrote the song and the lyrics in Paris. So I needed to come back here, you know, to my roots to be able to get it right.
And it definitely shines through the music.
Thank you.
Thanks. Cameron, have you been to New Caledonia?
Yes, I have actually. I've been twice on a cruise ship back when we were allowed to do those things. And it's beautiful, beautiful country. I went to Amity Island as well, and that's an amazing, amazing place. But loved it.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah,
love New Caledonia. what's your favorite part of New Caledonia?
My favorite part, I love the Loyalty Islands, which are around New Caledonia, so you have to take a little plane to go there.
Wow.
And Isle of Pines is one of my favorite. Yeah, it's actually like paradise. The sand is just so soft, it's like flour, like it's amazing.
I actually went to Isle of Pines as well, and when I was on there, I got there, I thought this was an incredible place, wanted to explore more, and then there was a tsunami warning, so we had to all go back on the ship, and we missed out on a day of adventuring. Yeah.
Well, you know, the good news is that Australia has announced that in October, the flights, our international travel will be back.
Oh, wow.
So that means we can plan a trip. I think we should go to New Caledonia. Hey, guys.
Yeah, I've been to New Caledonia, I think, once. And I remember when we were shopping, there was the sweetest, cutest little boy. I think he was about 3 years old. And all he wanted was cuddles. And we were like, oh, my goodness, you're so cute. They're very sweet, the local people. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Mayura, we're going to bring in another song now called No Compromise. But before we bring the listeners the song, what does No Compromise mean? And what's it about?
No Compromise is about a relationship. And when I was living in Paris, I met a boy there. He's actually my guitarist.
Are you still with him?
Yeah. He's the reason why I came back to New Caledonia, actually.
Okay. Oh.
So we met over there, and he's actually from New Caledonia, but we met in Paris. And after a while, he said that he was going to go back and live in New Caledonia because he's been away for like 10 years from his island. And I was living in Paris, and I was like, oh, I don't want to go back to New Caledonia. It's so small. But he was kind of like, you know, you should come with me, and you know, we could have a good life there, blah blah blah. And I felt like there was no compromise.
I reckon you did the best thing ever. Considering COVID, you made the best decision to go with him to New Caledonia and not be in Paris in Europe. Yeah,
I know, right? So it was actually a really good thing. But at the time, I felt really stuck, you know. I was like, man, okay, what am I going to do? So,
and how long has this been? How long is this relationship for?
So it's 4 years now.
Awesome. Well, you need to tell him to put a ring on it because that's no compromise.
Okay. I know, right? I'm still waiting.
You're still waiting. Okay. Well, let's bring the listeners. Mayura's No Compromise here at Live 90.5. Enjoy.
Yeah, he's
Bonjour, Mademoiselle Mayura.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Glad to have you back again. That was really great. I love that No Compromise was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Awesome. Now, keen to understand what's next. What are you doing? What's your plans? What's next on the bucket list in terms of your music, your career? Where are you going to be taking us? What journey are you taking us on?
Well, I'd like to be able to travel to go and do like a tour or something, you know, do festivals and things like that. So that's what I want to do as soon as the borders open. But I mean, it's a little bit different for us in New Caledonia because music is just not an industry, you know, like there's hardly any people that live off music here. I mean, we all have to teach on the side as well. So, yeah, we don't have like bookers here or things like that. You have to do everything yourself. So, I have to look into all that as well because I have to do everything myself. So it can be a bit complicated, but definitely touring, and also I've started working on new things for the next album. So keep doing music, I guess.
Excellent. And Special K had a question here for you.
Hello. I just wanted to ask, what kind of demographic or what kind of audience have you been interacting with or accumulating through your music? How have you been in touch with them? How have you been engaging with them?
Well, mainly on the social media. And here in New Caledonia, the thing is we've had no COVID. So, so it's been good here for me because I've been able to do lots of shows here in New Caledonia and lots of radio interviews and like TV things and stuff like that. So here it's been really good. It's more for people outside, I guess, you know.
Definitely. You know, one thing, when I listen to your music and having been to quite a few of the Pacific Islands, I think you do really well across all of Pacific Island, New Zealand, connecting with all of that audience as well, but not just them, the whole world. But from your music reminds me of, you know, when you're on the beach in the island having a cocktail and just dancing bare feet with your, you know, just cool, laid back.
Right. It really paints a picture, doesn't it?
that's that.
Definitely. Well, Mayura, I want to say thank you so much for joining us here at Live 90.5. We really enjoyed having your company. And
thank
we're
you.
Looking forward to playing your music more often here on the station and sharing it with our listeners. And keep producing some awesome, awesome music. Yeah.
And we'll keep dancing to it.
We will. Merci beaucoup. Ah, learned that when I did that. Thank you very much. Au revoir.
Good day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.